Boom! For the last time this year, welcome back to another episode of the FPL Draft Duo podcast. We have arrived at game week 38, and it's kind of sad looking at the last couple of fixtures. After that, we have to wait a couple of months to get our draft back. But hopefully, we have an enjoyable Euros, and I suppose it's going to come around quick enough between draft nights and price releases, all that sort of stuff that comes with the build-up to fantasy. I cannot wait, so stay tuned. Thank you all so much for listening this year. We're going to have so much more on offer next season. Can't wait to rejig how the podcast sounds, how it's set up, and all the advice and tips and tricks that we're going to offer. So without further ado, let's get into the waiver section for game week 38. I have one goalkeeper on the list, and it is Nick Pope, who might make a return against Brentford away, game week 38. Newcastle have not been great at the back when we think they should be this season. Many times I have got Newcastle defenders in with fixtures that look great, and they just haven't kept clean sheets consistently. Now, the thing is, when Pope was there, they did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He had 6 clean sheets in 14 games, which was a fantastic result for him. So hopefully, if he does come back in against Brentford, I think it's a 50-50. Eddie Howe came out and said it is, you know, a toss-up. Now, Eddie Howe is a compulsive liar, so do not listen to him. I would have a backup goalkeeper if you were taking a punt on Pope. But there is a chance. Again, common theme that we talked about last week and this week is the Euros. Will they be risked, or do they want to actually impress? Currently, Pickford is the number one, and it would take a lot for Nick Pope to get back in there. Is it worth that extra game? I suppose we'll have to wait and see. Defenders, on the same scale, Fabian Schär could come back in game week 38. The quote was a couple of days ago, and it was saying like that he was recovering well. He's at 50%. Is he going to risk the last game of the season for, you know, his Euros with Switzerland? I don't know. He was really keen on coming back. Eddie Howe said he wouldn't play again. If I had to guess, I think he misses out. Maybe not by his own accord, but maybe the medical team will just say, look, it's the last game in season. They don't want to ruin his Euros, I suppose. Although he will definitely want to play. Fabian Schär, we might know more closer to the deadline. It is Wednesday evening tonight, and you know we have a long, long way until Saturday, the waiver deadline Saturday. So there's going to be huge updates. But again, Eddie Howe, not a reliable man altogether. Two players I have down here from Forest. They play Burnley away, Aina and Bolly. I was saying, oh, will Bolly score a bullet header? And he had banged one last week. His last two returns are 6 and 10. So, Bolly against Burnley. Also, actually, I just realised this before I hit record. I read one of the questions and I was like, but sure, Luton aren't relegated. And then I looked at the table and I was like, oh, shit. I knew they weren't officially relegated yet. But I forgot that their goal difference was terrible. They're on minus 31. I think Forest are minus 19. So it's essentially done unless, you know, they turn that around, which is nearly impossible. So although Luton aren't relegated, I had totally forgot that. And I thought they'll have loads to play for. Now, I still think they're going to be decent at home. I still think Forest are going to be good and want to beat Burnley. I still think Luton are going to have a really, really good home game against Fulham. And, you know, Fulham have very little to play for. Luton want to go out with a bang and kind of, they've done that all year. You know, they've wanted to show the fans they can play football. So, it does hinder these players slightly. Bolly, Aina, one other player I have, Doughty, who I'd still pick really, really highly. But it's just not, they don't have that exact oomph that they were going to have prior to last week, unfortunately. So, four players. Schär could play. Bolly, Aina, Doughty. Another player who could give a great send-off, give Klopp a great send-off, is Kwanzaa. And I had Kwanzaa down on my own watch list last week. Unfortunately, I didn't mention him. He played 90 minutes for the third time in a row and banged a goal as well. Him against Wolves at home, I think Liverpool players, although the thing about last game of the season is there is a lot of rotation. At like 60, 70 minutes, you'll have all the subs used in all games. You'll have young lads come on, you'll have players that mightn't have featured at all. So let's say Kwanzaa does start, which I expect him to. You never know, Konate might come on, lock in that clean sheet. So you're going to see some very, very strange and funny lineups and changes throughout game week 38, which I look forward to, and hopefully we can kind of take advantage of. Top of the list, a guy I mentioned 3 weeks ago as nearly a joke, Reece James. I got Reece James in, but I didn't have the balls to start him. And then I didn't have the balls to keep him. I got rid of him last week. I said, what's the point of him? And came on 11 minutes, assist against Forest, and playing Bournemouth at home, game week 38. Another man that really wants to put the marker down for the Euros. He's up against it at right back, but we know what he can do. He's an unbelievable defender and attacker, so he's kind of got the whole package. He has the attacking ability that Walker doesn't, and he has a defending ability that Trent doesn't. So he'll want to lay a marker down. If Reece James is available, Bournemouth, game week 38, could be massive for him. On to our midfielders section of the podcast, and I have a long list here, starting with players that they just have good fixtures. That if you want a 1 week punt, and the player you have in your team is not too exciting, these players are okay. Bottom of that list is Caicedo. And again, I was looking at Caicedo and being like, geez, do you know, he's done really, really well. He's performed really well the last couple of weeks. And he's got two assists. I hadn't even realised he got two assists in the last two games. West Ham and Forest. Now, I don't expect him to go off, but the reason I'm saying Caicedo is because he's probably the only remaining Chelsea midfielder or player that will probably start and that is on the waiver. They play Bournemouth at home. Again, if you think Chelsea are going to continue their rich run of form, which they are probably one of the most motivated or driven teams coming into the last game week, because if all goes well, they could get like fifth spot. But even if they don't get fifth, they want to finish as high as possible. They want Europe. I know some United fans say, oh, you know, it's probably better off we're not in Europe. Chelsea have a big squad. They have the squad to play in Europe. It's mad to say. But they do have the squad to compete in European competition. So the likes of Caicedo, I have Mudryk well up the list here, but I'll get to him. They are going to be players that are going to be chomping at the bit last game week. And Bournemouth at home, who, you know, have very little to play for apart from an extra position. You know, I would really be targeting Chelsea players now. Brun Larsen, I have down here. Forrest, you know, both of them are going to be safe in their positions. Burnley relegated, safely relegated. And Forrest, what seems like safe from the drop zone unless we have a crazy turnaround. This dude has been playing very well, very, very well over the last couple of game weeks. I think in the last 8-9 game weeks, he has 4 goals and yeah, really, really good finish against Spurs. Burnley might be one of those teams that just have nothing to play for, so they go out and kind of play a bit freer. But I'd actually be putting Caicedo ahead of him now that I think of it, because I do expect Forrest to come out all guns blazing. Another player that I am recommending that is probably, I think it's the second time this year actually, I do remember recommending him like week 4 or 5. But Sarr picked up some very interesting positions against City. Now, they're playing Sheffield away. And, you know, Ange came out and said that he was kind of really frustrated that Spurs fans and even some people in the club didn't attack that game the way they should. So I think that they'll kind of respond to that and hopefully come out and smash Sheffield last game of the season. Now, Sarr was playing like a false nine. Him and Madison were taking up like two false nine positions. It was crazy. They overloaded the midfield and they just kept going Son and Johnson on the wings. And they got a lot of joy to that stage. The problem was they had no one to actually finish in the middle when they pulled it across. So if Sarr could continue to do something like that, there is a possibility that he could get on the score sheet or be involved some way. This is just based on the formation they played against City. If they revert to something else, you know, he's a deep line midfielder, number eight. He's not going to create much. But if anyone is looking for a last minute free agent against a poor side, Sarr could be that man. Jacob Murphy is upgraded. We talked about him the last 3 weeks, but he's upgraded in our list because there's talks of Callum Wilson and Isaac being out. We will know more information tonight when Newcastle line up against United. And as I said, good few days to go. Jacob Murphy could be nailed on right wing if that is the case. Now, he has been decent to us the last couple of weeks. Not so much in the double game week yet, but hopefully. Hopefully he could be a good option to end the season on a high. I would presume he's taken by a lot of people because of that double game week. But if he's not, you want to have one last hurrah with Jacob Murphy, he could be the man. Diogo Jota is 50%. He would be, you know, if you thought that he's going to come through that injury. And I suppose hopefully we'll know more closer to the time, as I said. What a player to have to end off Klopp's reign. We know what he's like, even if he plays half an hour. I have Jota in my team, and if he plays a half an hour, if I knew he'd play a half an hour, I'd still play him 100%. I think it's going to be a bit of a rout. Even if they're 2 or 3 nil up, they'll want to go for it to kind of give Klopp the send off he deserves. Jota, pending fitness, could be an absolute massive shout. One of those Liverpool players that'll probably get a good chunk of minutes. Elliot, he's played a lot of minutes under Klopp, and Klopp has trusted him. I think it could be like, you know, nearly his like graduation. Elliot has been playing very, very well the last couple of weeks. Got an assist the last day as well. Goal and assist the week before that. Wolves at home. Lovely little pickup. I do expect him to get decent minutes. I don't expect many players to, you know, the likes of Elliot, the likes of even Murphy's, any team to play 90 minutes game week 38. So you're going to have to accept that majority of players are going to play 60, 70 minutes unless it's like a City or an Arsenal or other teams that really, really have to win. The Liverpools that are sorted. Newcastle's, okay, that's a kind of in the balance as to where they'll actually finish. But, you know, these in-between teams, you'll see so many changes. So just be happy with your 60 or 70 minutes and just go for whatever player you think is going to have the best outcome. Home fixtures, myself and Jackson were looking at it. In the last 3 years, the only home team not to score on the last day are Norwich and Fulham. Every other team for the last 3 years has scored at home. And I think on average it's like 3 clean sheets. I didn't think it was even going to be that much. I thought every final day, every team is going to score, but there are some clean sheets. This season and last season, I suppose, they've been very little clean sheets. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was no clean sheets on the last day of the season. If I had to have a little punt, if I was going into the bookies and putting a bet on, I'd say every team to score. But do not quote me on that, unless it goes right. Up the list, I was talking about our man, Mudryk. Has been playing consistently the last while, averaging around 70 to 80 minutes, which is beautiful, and getting a return the last game week. So I think he's going to be in with a shout for minimum 60 minutes, because how could Poch change it? They're playing way better. They are pushing for, you know, top 5 finish. I think Mudryk gets a start against Bournemouth, and hopefully he can continue his nice run of form. Even a bit more productive. I'd love to see him haul. I think I've actually liked Mudryk this season. He's shown glimpses. And I suppose when you're comparing him to Antony, I always compare them. And Antony just frustrates me so much. Mudryk gets his head down and gets on with it. So hopefully, last day of the season, Mudryk can be a little bit of a hero. Top 3 players. We have talked about them numerous times. Do you know, now that I'm talking about it, now that I'm looking at it, I think Mudryk actually comes into the top 3. And this player, Chong, moves out. And that's because I totally forgot about the score difference. And although Chong is a very, very good pick this week, and I do think Luton will go for it, I just think because Chelsea have a slight bit more to play for, I go with Mudryk. But Chong against Fulham at home, as I said, Luton send off, great player. And our top 2 boys, Alanga and Hudson-Odoi. Hudson-Odoi has to be number 1. Bangs against Chelsea again. That brings his tally over the last 2 games to 22 points. And I've been talking about this Burnley fixture for the last 4 weeks. So if Hudson Odoi doesn't bang, I'm going to be fuming. I have him on my bench this week for 7 points. But hopefully Burnley away. I was hoping... I remember saying that Hudson Odoi would play Burnley and Burnley would be relegated. But I thought Forest would have something to play for. So again, it kind of takes the sting out of it. But I still would not be overlooking my boy in absolute flying form. And yeah, I've loved owning him the last couple of weeks. Our last two mentions on the waivers. I said this is fitting. I'm going to start with Adebayo. There's a couple of questions about Adebayo. Fulham at home. Luton, I think they're really going to go for it. Adebayo has been really, really impressive since he came back. There is talks of Adebayo going to a couple of other clubs, or at least interest from other clubs. I think West Ham were interested. I think a lot of clubs. So it'll be very interesting to see who stays and who goes from relegated teams. The likes of Barclay, I think, has to go. Doughty, Adebayo from Burnley, I'm thinking. The likes of Odebert, Sheffield, Diaz. I know he's just signed, but Hamer. I think all of them players are going to go to other clubs. Where Adebayo ends up, I don't know, but I would have him for game week 38. I really think that he could, you know, give the Luton fans what they want on the last day of the season. Give them a nice little send off, because personally I can't remember a promoted team that I've enjoyed more in the Premier League. Maybe the Bielsa team, that Leeds team, when they came in and stayed up and the football they played. But Luton have been just so enjoyable. You know, Kenilworth Road, come on. Absolute theatre of dreams. And ironically, the last person that gets a mention in the waivers this year is Awoni. And we have loved this man. We have hated this man. I've loved and hated this man. I've traded for him and he's been injured. I've got him other times and he's banged. So the only way we're mentioning him is because he is back. And he will probably get some minutes. He played 4 against Chelsea. But if you're somehow stuck for a striker, maybe you want to get slightly more minutes because it's the last day of the season. If he gets 20, if he gets 30, I'd be happy. Burnley away could be a shout. Could be a shout. But, you know, how many other players are going to actually definitely play 60 or 70 minutes? Awoni, to break our hearts one last time. Sure, why not? And that is us. Waiver section done and dusted. Hopefully we have a very productive week. Let me get to the questions. So, first question is, what's your opinion on starting players from relegated teams like Adebayo and Murek? And thank you, because this is the question that reminded me that Luton are, essentially relegated. I was like, but sure, they're not relegated yet. Checked it up, and they're practically dust. I like the likes of Adebayo. Murek, maybe not so much, but he's proved me wrong, or proved me right a good few times in the last couple of weeks. So I like certain players. I like Adebayo. I like Doughty. I like Hudson Odoi. The kind of in-between players that I was looking at, like even Danilo or, you know, Yates or any of these players that were essentially just could be picked up from teams that really needed something to play for. They're kind of gone. You have to really still be looking at the top players of that team. And players that are in form. Hudson Odoi is in form. Alanga is a good option. Alanga would have been a great option if they had something to play for. But he's not in the best of form over the last couple of weeks. Hudson Odoi is. So them kind of in-between players kind of fall through the cracks. I'd go for a more solid pick if that was the case. But them top players are still definitely worth a shout. I wouldn't just avoid them just because they're relegated. Who are the teams to target? Have something to play for, ironically. I kind of figured out while talking through this. Chelsea are the team. Chelsea are the kind of most informed team. Spurs have a lot to play for. Newcastle, they have a lot of injuries and they're up and down. I wouldn't be hanging my hats on them. They have a serious amount of rotation also. United, I know they have a lot to play for, but good luck. So Chelsea and Spurs would be my two favourite teams. If you can get players from them, I think they could be worth a shout. If not, Forest just to go out with a bang. And Luton just to essentially give I put a smile on the supporters' faces. Tony to start or benched, Dallow or Byrne? There is another question about Tony, and I suppose I'm going to answer that now, just so that we kind of answer them both together. So Tony's a funny one because he's out of form. The question that I think about is that will this be his last game for Brentford? And will he go out with a bang? So the other question is, keep or sell Tony and Nkunku for Luton guys like Morris and Adebayo or João Pedro if fit? Oh, I kind of like the move from Tony to the likes of Adebayo and Morris. And that might sound ridiculous if Tony goes off, but his stats, I think he had 30 touches last game week. One shot. So he is really, really cold. He's really not firing on all cylinders at the minute. I think going to an Adebayo, to Morris, is not a bad shout. The Nkunku one, I don't think Nkunku gets that many minutes. Just because Jackson's playing so well, the team's gelling really, really well. And the same as Mudrick, why change it? So I think I would probably go definitely Nkunku to either of those guys. João Pedro looks like he might have recovered, but I definitely would wait. Maybe one. Maybe keep Tony and get an Adebayo or a Morris. And both of them would be a really, really nice fit in your team for game week 38. Next question. Best Brighton assets for the last game. Man U are the team to target at the minute. That's a great point. João Pedro, if fit. All the same boys. Pascal Gross will be taken. Adingra, slightly underwhelming against Newcastle. Only racked up 0.5 XGI. Not too bad. I thought it was less than that, to be honest. Welbeck will probably get the start. Got an assist the last day. 0.64 XGI. You know, Welbeck might be a forward that could be on a waiver, actually. So, Welbeck. Buonanotte got the 60 minutes, I think 66 minutes, 0.09 XGI, so kind of lower down the list. All your same boys, João Pedro, Adingra, Welbeck. If you really wanted someone, and they're all taken, Buonanotte for the expected minutes, but doesn't have the highest expected output. Cool. What to do with Ake and Callum Wilson? I think both are drops, unfortunately. Can't see Man City changing it last game week. And Callum Wilson looks like his season could be done. So any of the mentioned forwards, João Pedro, Welbeck, even Awoni if he needed someone, Adebayo, Morris, Gakpo has been playing really, really well lately. So any of them. Sorry, last question I forgot out. Forgot to say, Dallow or Byrne? Dallow or Byrne, so it's essentially Brentford or Brighton. United's defence is a joke. I cannot go with United defence. You just have to hope that he gets a return. I'd still have to go for Byrne. So I would go for Byrne there. What to do? Read that one. Not a question, but it was really fun playing. Thank you, Yanni. Sorry, little shout out to this dude because he is top of the T12 League One. So he is currently in line to win the first ever T12. That is 6x12, 144 players. Yanné will come out as the GOAT. That is if he wins this week and next week, which he looks like he is going to do. So fair play, Yanné. Thank you. Hopefully you had a good time. Well, if you're winning the T12, you're obviously having a good time. Grealish, does he start last game? I don't think so. I think they go with the exact same, unless De Bruyne is injured and Foden goes central. So if De Bruyne is injured, I think maybe a bit more of a solid structure with Grealish could be done, but Grealish didn't play a single minute in the double game week. Doku is that impact sub. I don't think he goes Doku from the start, just because he'll want it real structured, personally. But it all depends on De Bruyne. I think I'd avoid anyways. I'd probably avoid Grealish because there's too many options to rotate. I'd probably go for a more solid pick. And let's hit up our Twitter. Best Richarlison replacements. Rice, Martinelli, Rashford, Hudson-Odoi, Gibbs-White, Diaby, Bailey or Jota. Wow. Rice has been unbelievable this season in terms of returning. Martinelli out for me. Rashford out. Hudson-Odoi, obviously. Gibbs-White, obviously. Bailey and Diaby, I don't know, because they're just qualified for Europe. They're done. They're probably on the sauce. I think I would have to go Hudson-Odoi or Gibbs-White. Personally, Gibbs-White, just because of the penalties and the assist potential. My guy Gibbs-White has been balling out. Another 2 assists the last day. Absolute goat. I think that takes him to like 5 goals, 12 assists or something this season. Absolute baller. So Gibbs-White or Hudson-Odoi, if not, Rice is up there. In our 12-man league final this week, thanks for the tips last week, here is who I have. Thinking of bringing in a Forest defender and maybe Elliot. Sells is also available. I don't like Cunha or DCL this week. Thoughts or advice? So he has Cunha up top against Liverpool. Again, look at the mentioned strikers. If any of them are available, boom, great. I wouldn't go Awoniyi over Cunha, obviously. But I'd probably go Adebayo. I'd probably go Morris. I'd probably go Tony. Very briefly mentioned him. Even a Welbeck against United, against his old club. Anything else? I was thinking of bringing in Elliot, he says. He has Kwanzaa. I would like to bring in Elliot there. If you wanted to even bench Cunha and start Elliot instead, could be worth a shout. Any other player that we mentioned? If you want another goalkeeper, maybe take the Pope as a risk. If you want another midfielder, if Hudson-Odoi or Alanga was available, double up. He already has Gibbs-White. Team is looking fire this week. I'll just give you a little rundown of it. Flecken in goal. Saliba, Kwanzaa, Walker, Veltman. I like it. Veltman might be injured. I know he's not flagged, but I think there's concerns. I'd have a look at that. Saka, Gibbs-White, Madison, Adingra, Cunha and Watkins. Absolutely unreal team. That's a 12 man. Oh my God. That's crazy. That breaks my heart. My team doesn't look anything like that. Anyways. Madison has been extremely disappointing, but still keep him. I wouldn't be getting rid of anyone. I'd be probably benching Cunha, maybe benching Veltman depending on his injury, and getting in a midfielder like Elliot if you want. Get a midfielder like Alanga. Mudrick could be a fantastic pickup this week. And if you could get Doughty, even if you wanted to play the four at the back, Doughty, unbelievable pick. So we have loads. We have loads of absolute ballers. Some of my favourite players from this year are on the list this week, which is great to see. We have players like Hudson-Odoi. We have Mudrick. We have Reece James, Doughty. We've Kwanzaa at home. We have the possibility of Pope in goal. And we have the possibility of Chong and Adebayo going off against Fulham last game of the season at home. Hopefully you pick up some of these players and they go off for you and you get the W's. Looking forward to seeing the final results of your leagues this year. Thank you so much. Hopefully we could help you in any way, shape or form get to the top or avoid relegation or something. But thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you back next season, bright and early. So stay tuned. FPL Draft Duo out. Boom.